This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand.
The sound of a cheering crowd tells it all.
Oh, yeah. Well, the holidays for many are for football watching because it's college football bowl season at stake in two of the upcoming bowls. Who will compete for the national championship? Randy and Jason Sklar, the champions of our sports coverage. The Sklar brothers here now.
I love it.
Also, they're hosts of the podcast View from the Cheap Seats. Hi, you guys. It's been a while.
Hey, I know it's been a while, but we were happy to be here. It's such a wonderful sports time of the year for sports fans. I mean, there's bowl games on right now.
Okay, so let's get to it. And also, what I didn't realize was just how many of them have really weird names. So last weekend, there was the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. What is that?
I mean, it just shows you that anything could be anything. Well, you know, we were reminiscing, Jay and I, you know, when we were kids, it was just the Peach Bowl.
Yeah,
the Liberty Bowl,
that.
the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, period.
And there's still the Rose Bowl. Boring, I guess. But anyway,
I mean, then it became like the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. That was like maybe 10 years ago or something. And
now it's like the SpaceX Trader Joe's Chopper 4 Fiesta Bowl sponsored by
the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Hopefully there's not an FTX Bowl.
Well, I mean, if there is an FTX Bowl, you know everyone's going to lose in that one. You might think it's going to be great, but then, okay.
Of course, your
first quarter, it's a great idea. Then it just goes south. Yeah.
And you find yourself extradited.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to name some of these crazy names. ServPro First Responder Bowl, Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, Cheez-It Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl.
It's not the only Cheez-It Bowl. There are two Cheez-It Bowl. And
what?
It is totally bizarre, these, like, the names that come in. And I think, you know, I wonder if the athletes themselves just say, you know what, I'm playing in the Independence Bowl, not the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. I wonder if they just sort of say, oh, no, this is just the end.
But, Randy, you bring up a good point. And what's interesting is with a lot of these players thinking about going pro, if they're not in the national championship playoff, the college football playoff, which is just now down to four teams, then you see a lot of like the marquee players sit out, players who are stars in their teams who are worried about getting hurt before their chance to perform in February at the NFL Combine. But if you want to talk about the college football playoff, it's very exciting. Our team, University of Michigan, Randy and I went to Michigan, big fans of the school. They're playing TCU in one of the semifinal games that's happening in Phoenix. And then the Georgia Bulldogs, the defending national champions, are playing the Ohio State Buckeyes, who kind of backed into the playoff when USC lost to Utah.
Okay, and they're playing in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, just to
That's
note
correct.
That crazy
That's
name.
Right.
Okay, so who in that game is favored to win?
So I think, you know, the whole national championship is going to have to go through Georgia. They are widely considered to be the best team. However, you know, Michigan has put together an unbelievable season this year, and they are favored to beat TCU by seven and a half points, I believe, are the Vegas odds. It fluctuates, but it's around a touchdown. And Georgia is favored to beat Ohio State. Now, last year, Georgia played Michigan in the semifinals of the championship, and they destroyed Michigan. However, Georgia had a generationally great defense. I mean, so many of their guys got drafted highly by the NFL, and they're playing in the NFL this year and doing well. So if we're lucky enough to see a Michigan-Georgia championship game on January 9th, you know, both teams, Michigan got a little better, Georgia got a little worse. Maybe it's going to be more of a competitive game.
Okay, so what about the Rose Bowl? In my book, that's the big one, but I guess it's not when it comes to the championship this year.
So it's interesting because Ohio State and Michigan are both Big Ten teams, and typically the two best Big Ten teams are in the playoff, so they cannot play in the Rose Bowl because they're in the college football playoff. Third best team, it drops down to the third best team, which is Penn State. Now, the team that won the Pac-12 is Utah because they beat USC for a second time. Utah beat USC in the regular season, and they beat USC in the championship game. So Utah is the representative from the Pac-12 to play in the Rose Bowl.
Got it. Okay, so what is going on with USC? Because their quarterback just won the Heisman.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, USC has a very, very bright future. They have a new coach this year who came from Oklahoma. He brought his quarterback who was at Oklahoma, who transferred then to USC and then won the Heisman Trophy. He'll be back again for another year next year. He's, you know, the program is on the rise, and this success and certainly winning a Heisman always puts a lot of, you know, attention on a program. USC has never been a hard program to recruit players to come to Southern California and be in Southern California. There's tons of talent on the West Coast that they just pull down to USC to play. Also with USC joining the Big Ten, it's going to be a whole new market opening up to them. They're not going to be playing their games late at night, so their players will be seen on a national stage more. Things are looking up for USC. And then UCLA, crosstown rival, just flipped a major prospect, arguably the best quarterback in the 2023 class coming in next year. This guy, Dante Moore from Michigan, who a lot of people thought was going to go to Michigan. He's from Detroit. So there is a lot of excitement. Both of those programs, UCLA and USC here in Southern California, are on the rise, programs on the rise. So fans of football, college football in Southern California, have a lot to look forward to.
Okay, so let's move on to the NFL and begin with the AFC. Where are we? Who are the leading contenders?
So Buffalo is, you know, a lot of people sort of pick to make it all the way and win the Super Bowl this year. They have a great quarterback. They've got a great team. If you have to play playoff games up in freezing cold Buffalo, if you are a warm weather team, forget about it. Or if you play in a dome, it is like playing on another planet up there. I mean, put it this way. In the last game last week, Buffalo against Miami, Buffalo fans had snowballs that were basically like ice balls. And when Buffalo scored, they threw them up in the air and started throwing them at the field. It got so bad that the head coach of Miami asked the referees to call a 15-yard penalty against the fans because they were throwing basically ice balls.
Buffalo.
This is what you walk into in Western New York in the wintertime. So it's a long-suffering franchise that now is good again. So I think Buffalo is great. Kansas City is great, as always. By the way, the Chargers still in it. Chargers are still – they're about to make a playoff run, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, they have a great quarterback.
Great quarterback, Justin Herbert. He's fast. He can run. He's mobile. And they just have great wide receivers. They got a young coach. They're that sort of program that's right on the edge of being great. And if I was a team in the AFC, I wouldn't want to face them in the playoffs because this is a team that can put up a lot of points.
All right. So now we get to the Rams in the NFC. And really, what happened to these Super Bowl champs from just a year ago to now?
So they lost their quarterback. You know, Matt Stafford was a huge part of the success last year. And it's very hard to repeat as Super Bowl champs. Well, you understand a lot of things have to come together in order for a Super Bowl run to happen. But I think that's actually, it's not great for Rams fans in Southern California, but it's good for the game of football because you see a lot of teams that aren't traditionally in the playoff hunt emerging. Teams like the Detroit Lions. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The Detroit Lions, the punchline of all pro football NFL talk. They are now 7-7, and they have a real opportunity to make the playoffs for the first time in a long time. This is a team that lost all their games a few years ago. This is a team that was sort of counted out. They've won four in a row.
They won four in a row, but they were 1-6, and now in their last seven games, they're 6-1. Amazing.
That's correct. That is correct. So, you know, the Rams are down. The Rams have a very, very smart and talented young head coach. And again, LA is a very attractive place for players to come and want to play. So it's not a hard sell to get players to want to come play here. And I think they have a new stadium. They have a lot going for them. So I wouldn't worry about the Rams. This is a down year for sure. But I don't anticipate them next year having as bad of a year as this year.
All right, you guys, have a great holiday and we'll talk in the new year.
Thank you. You
too. Happy New Year.
You too. Randy and Jason Sklar, they are the Sklar Brothers. Check out their podcast, View from the Cheap Seats. Well, that does it for this year on Press Play. We'll be back with much more of the show in the new year. While we're away, we'll have some great music programming for you and special presentations of KCRW's Life Examined with Jonathan Bastian. Our producers are Brian Hartzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, Marcel Hutchins, Michelle Alois, our line editor, Amy Ta, our digital editor, Sarah Sweeney, our managing producer, our technical director is Super Mario Saavedra. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you next year.